Gay blasted out of the starting blocks and never looked back until the finish. The American took the gold medal with a time of 9.85 seconds. Gay said afterwards that he knew he could not rest until he had the gold.
I just tried to react. That was the main thing, react. But I know Asafa has a great reaction. So I tried to react with them. And once we got to about, I think, 70 meters or so, that's when I really knew I had a great chance of winning the race.
Derek Atkins of the Bahamas was second, 0.06 seconds behind the winner. World record holder Asafa Powell of Jamaica took the bronze, 0.11 seconds off the pace. Powell said that he panicked midway through the sprint, and that cost him the gold medal.
I didn't execute the race, you know, as I should. You know, I ran pretty well to about 70 meters and then started to tighten up towards the end, and Tyson ran past me.
In other events, Sweden's Carolina Kluft won her third straight heptathlon title with a total of 7,032 points. The 24-year-old Kluft said that she was enjoying the moment and not thinking about breaking American Jackie Joyner Kersee's world record.
Well, it's been tough. It's been a major pressure on me, just for myself and from the outside, and I'm just happy to put it all together and manage to do a good result here.
Ludmila Blonska of Ukraine won the silver, while Kelly Southerton of Britain won bronze. In the women's shot put, New Zealand's Valerie Vili won the gold medal with her last throw and a distance of 20 meters 54 centimeters. The Tongan-born Vili said that she was thinking of her late father when she made the gold medal winning toss.
My coach said to me before I went out to my last throw to do this one for Dad, and I looked up the sky and just all I could think about is getting to the middle and to walk away with a world title, national record, and showing your record. You know, you can't ask for more than that.
Nadzeya Ostapchuk of Belarus won the silver medal. Nadine Kleinert of Germany won the bronze. Earlier, world record holder Jefferson Perez of Ecuador took his third world title in the men's 20-kilometer walk, finishing in 1 hour, 22 minutes, 20 seconds. European champion Francisco Javier Fernandez of Spain was disqualified for a technical violation, but was reinstated to the silver medal after an appeal. Tunisia's Hatem Gula won the bronze to become the first African to medal in the event in a world championships or Olympics. At the World Athletics Championships, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.